Logan Mankins. Logan, good to see you again.
Good to see you guys. Good to be here.
About 2 hours from now or thereabouts, we're going to talk to arguably the greatest player in the history of the league to play your position.
John Hanna.
John Hanna's going to join us in a little bit. Have you guys had a chance to kind of connect over the years you've been here?
Yeah, the last few years we've gotten to know each other a little bit. And John, he's a great guy. He's a great great person to learn from. I've talked to him about playing football, and he's got a lot of the same qualities that I think makes a good offensive lineman. So he's a good guy, too.
Did he ever tell you about his pregame routine? Apparently, his pregame routine was pretty legendary, and that people stayed away from him because he got a little crazy.
Yeah, we've never talked about that, but I'll have to ask him about that and find that out.
What has he told you? I mean, he was a great guard, obviously a Hall of Fame guard, and for us, we know he was great. We probably don't know the nuances of why he was great. What has he told you that you've been able to incorporate?
Is just keep going at the guys. A lot of people think that we win every block or we lose a lot of blocks, but during the game, there's a lot of times we get beat. The defensive guys, they're getting paid a lot of money too, and they're going to beat you sometimes, but you just keep going at them, and eventually you're going to wear them down to where you start winning every block. And he just told me you always play hard and make sure you're always giving 100% out there, and that's the only way to play.
I would imagine if you're taking your play, I don't know if you do this before a game, you go to a dark place. Some people go to a dark place to get that mentality. But once you get there, is it hard for you to play against someone that you like? I mean, I wouldn't want to like the person across from me because I would think it would take an edge off. How do you feel?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really like anyone on the other teams. Sometimes.
Ever?
I'm buddies with guys after the game sometimes, but I didn't really know that many guys I've been went against until, like, this year. I've met guys at the Pro Bowl and became pretty good friends with them. Well, not really friends, but acquaintances, I guess you could say. So I haven't had that problem where I've had a friend that I'm lining up against. So I don't know. It might be a little bit weird, but it's your job to go out there and do what you're supposed to. So I would do to them the same things that I would do to a guy I didn't like.
We were just asking you off the air, and we'll ask on the air. The bye week comes up after this game. Is it too soon?
Yeah, way too soon. I don't even think guys are prepared to have the bye week right now. We're still so focused in the season with what's going on, and we have a lot going on right now, so it's coming up. I guess it's good. It's always good to have a bye. I guess we'll just rest up a little earlier this year.
Do you travel? Do you go home or anything like that?
No, we don't travel. We'd have to travel all the way to California, and we have three kids. So
makes it hard.
Yeah, we just stay here and rest.
A couple of your teammates before the game said they were curious to see what Matt Cassel would do and how he would command the huddle. So what's the post-game analysis? How do you think he did, and how was he in command?
Yeah, he did a great job. He ran the huddle good. He made all the right calls. I think one time close to the end of the game, someone was lined up wrong, and Matt noticed it, and he got it straightened out before he snapped the ball. So he's doing a good job back there, and we had a lot of confidence in him before the game, and we still do, and he's really showing people what he could do.
There was at least one occasion I can remember where he ended up taking a timeout, and you know, fans who watch games go, oh, you burned a timeout, what are you doing? If I'm out on the field, I'd rather lose the timeout than be up there in a situation that I shouldn't be in and have a bad play happen. How do you guys look at it?
Yeah, we're the same way. If we're up there and stuff's not going right, and we could tell that the defense is giving us a look that we're not going to be able to block. And I think we were in field goal range when that happens. So we don't want to take a sack or Matt try to force the ball somewhere where he shouldn't and throw an interception. So we'd much rather take the timeout and get a play that we want than have a mistake.
Bill Parcells once said that one of the best sounds is a stadium on the road when you've gone in there and you've beaten them. Mm-hmm. Fans have cleared out, and it's not as they're not as rabid as they were, you know, 3 hours before. What's it like to be in that situation and win a road game?
Oh, that's the greatest, because you know you got control of the game once that happens. You come in, they're yelling all kinds of stuff at you, and it's loud. You can't hear anything. And then as the game wears on and you're taking control of the game, it gets quieter and quieter. And the other night, it was quiet early in the fourth quarter that you could see people starting to leave already. So that's a great feeling when you see people starting to leave on the road.
In the second half, you guys brought the hammer down. Lamont Jordan was the hammer all of a sudden. And as an offensive lineman, I know you guys love using that hammer.
Oh, yeah. Lamont, he ran really good. He was blasting a few people out there. So It was nice to get the running game going in the second half. In the first half, we ran the ball, I don't know, 14 or 15 times. We didn't have a very good average, but we just kept running it, and pretty soon they just started breaking open, so it was good.
As an offensive lineman, if you have one guy behind you, like if you were in San Diego and LaDainian Tomlinson is running behind you 95% of the time, you pretty much know what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
With you guys, you have a rotation of backs. Is it difficult for you, or does it take an adjustment to say, okay, this is Lamont Jordan, and it's not Sammy Morris, and it's not Lawrence Maroney. One guy does this, one guy does that. Is that tough for you?
No. Sometimes we don't even know who's in the game with us. We block every play the same way, no matter which running back's in the game, because they just have to read it out. Sometimes the play is going to go outside. Sometimes it's going to cut back. Or depends on what the defense gives you also. And every running back's going to read it differently. So we just block it and let them read it out, because they're going to find the hole.
Now, when some backs get in the semi-clear, they tend to tap you on the hip. Okay, go left, go right. Do any of these guys do that, and do you respond well to that? It's like, hey, leave me alone. I'll do my job. You just go ahead and do yours.
Yeah, they don't bother us too often. They know that we're supposed to do what we're supposed to do, and we're going to try to do what we're supposed to do, and they just have to use their eyes and see what's available.
Do you send Joey Porter a thank you card?
I don't know. Maybe we'll try to get him in the game or something. I don't know.
Are you surprised people still continue to say something like that? I don't mean Joey Porter in particular. We saw, was it Anthony Smith last year,
yeah,
from Pittsburgh? Are you surprised?
Yeah,
guys
I'll guarantee the game. I think so. Yeah, go ahead. I'll do it.
I don't know why people do that. Even against other teams, usually it works out for us the better when people do that against us. But I don't know. Usually it just makes a person look bad in the media. And Joey, he's known for that, so he's going to continue to do it.
I mean, before the Super Bowl, Plaxico Burress said his team was going to win. Well, of course he's going to say that. I wouldn't respect a player who didn't say that.
Right.
I had no problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Joey just seems to always take it to the next level. He's not Tom Brady, is he? I mean,
yeah, well, we know he's not Tom Brady. He's Matt Cassel. But you don't have to talk bad about someone in the media. It's not classy, and it's just not the right thing to do.
Is he somebody who does it a lot during the game too? Is he? I mean, as much as he talks to the media, does he talk to you guys that much too?
When my rookie year, when we played him in Pittsburgh, he talked a lot. Last year, when he's with the Dolphins, he didn't have a whole lot to say. I think, well, they had only won zero games when we played him the first time, and only won one at the end of the season. So, I think it's pretty hard to do a lot of talking when you're not winning.
Well, I would also point out that while it is true the Patriots' offense doesn't have Tom Brady, Dolphins defense doesn't have Zach Thomas or Jason Taylor either.
Yeah.
I think that defense might look a little different too.
Yeah, it does. It looks a lot different. They're in a new system, and they're actually playing pretty well right now. They're doing a lot of good things. It just hasn't come together for them yet, but they're playing really hard. They got a lot of young players that are running around and making a lot of plays, so it's going to be a tough game this Sunday.
Well, you guys have played in several big games, several playoff games, so I'm sure you've seen some talented players. Where does Jason Taylor, I mean, not seeing him in this game is weird, but where does he rank among the players that you face in your career?
He's near the top, if not at the top. He was a great player. He still is a good player. He always made plays in every game. He was always, you'd always have an eye on him, and he'd still make plays on you. You'd always go to the game, we got to get this guy. We can't let him beat us. And he would still be factoring in. And a lot of plays, making sacks, tackles for loss, interceptions. Was he the all-time leader in defensive touchdowns or something? So he was just a great player.
What was the toughest part about facing him? I'm sure there are many, but what was the one that really jumped out at you?
Well, his speed. He had great speed for someone his size. Long arms. He was strong. And he'd always read the offensive lineman. He'd know if your weight was outside, he'd come right back inside. Or if you were inside, he'd jump around outside. He was just a smart player to go along with great athletic ability.
Best of luck on Sunday, and I don't know if we talk to you next Friday or not with the bye week. I don't know if you guys are back by then or not.
I'm not sure.
Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Now, obviously you're not superstitious. Didn't you have more facial hair?
Yeah, last year was a beard. This year I've been shaving every week. So
you're shaving and you know.
Yeah, no, so far that's
worked out for you. So that's your new superstition.
Is this official Matt Light tells year, everybody probably. What they have
shaving.
To do?
No, I don't know what Matt's doing. He's got a little beard going right now. But last year I said I wasn't going to shave until we lost, and unfortunately I had to shave at the end of the year. But This year I've been shaving every week, so
I'm going to
stay with that for a
while. Do the kids like this better than the other
the wife does.
Yeah, my wife, she loves the shaving.
Good to see you again.
All right, thanks, guys.
Logan Mankin's joining us on a Patriots Friday, Sports Radio WEEI.